Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's run.
Let's jog.
This is run, the first jog. Time I've run since Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, yes. Yeah. We're at Clissold for a bit of another marathon recap, really, isn't
yeah,
it? A bit of another tale of the marathon. I mean, not long after York, we've got New York.
That's right, York, New York. Been pushing that as a thing, but I doubt it's going to become a thing.
Yeah. Just feels the like classic double.
I mean,
yeah.
Just demographically, I look at it and thinking, I think I'm the only person.
It was at both.
Looking
yeah.
at doing both, and it feels like, yeah, there's something I would do.
You're there wandering around Manhattan going, anyone else did York?
Wandering around New York. So
it's different to York,
see
isn't it?
3 weeks then, guys. Yeah.
Different to York, isn't it?
Wow. Do you know what, though? It was really different to York.
Yeah, I can imagine.
How have you been? How was your week?
All right, a little bit chaotic because I've been doing loads of gigs, travelling all over, but then my daughter ended up in hospital for the best part of a week. She just had complications from a UTI infection and ended up in Leeds. I treated her really well, but it was just sort of rolling on and getting a bit...
Yeah, yeah.
Felt endless, even though it was only a week.
It's just a systemic thing, isn't it? It can really lead to other stuff very quickly.
It can do, yeah. But she's all right now. She's out of hospital. But I went to see her and looked after her for a couple of days when she got out of hospital as well up in Leeds. So yeah, it's been a bit like that. But all the gigs are great. It's been really manic. I went to Wales. I went to Nottingham and Birmingham. I went to Todmorden. And then I did a gig in Oxford.
Nice.
So it's just been all over, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been good for him. Yeah, the gigs have been great. And you went to New York?
Yeah, well, actually, just before I went, I got a job.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so crazy.
Yeah.
I got basically commissioned to write a song. So I went in.
Fantastic.
And, had a meeting about that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll be back for a day or two next week. Or, oh, I could come in. All right, then. So I went in, like... For a meeting, and then I was doing Steve Lamacq's record review show.
Yeah.
This is all on Thursday.
Right.
And then I got up first thing on Friday.
Because you seem to be in the UK incredibly late. I was thinking, he's got a marathon on. He's in New York on Sunday.
I was like,
what's going on?
I sang the song into my phone on Friday morning and sent it off before I went and got the plane.
Right.
And then...
Who commissioned you to write a song?
I don't know if it's... It's supposed to be public knowledge.
All right, okay.
So in other words, I'll tell you later.
Okay, cool. Cool.
But, you know, that's nice. Couldn't
say
no.
Really nice. Yeah, of course.
But
yeah.
In terms of timing, it's like, oh, it never rains, but it pours. I'm working on that again now, today.
Right.
And we've also got to do this, which I want to.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm off to Estonia.
Oh, nice.
So you're travelling then, aren't we? Travelling then.
What, for a marathon?
Yeah, I want to do a marathon.
Nice. What about 3.5 hours? Yeah, just set up. Yeah. Start slow, finish strong.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ask you where I'm going in Estonia.
Where are you going in
That'd
Estonia?
Be telling.
Yeah.
Thanks for making it possible for me to do that, Joe. So, yeah, it's I don't think I'll be... Whoa. Settling down and sorting my life out till next week, really.
Manic
anyway,
busy
so I went
period.
Off to New York on Friday and got there.
So did you have to put your flight back because of the song thing? Right, okay. You're always going to go at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember last time I stayed in a really dreadful Airbnb.
Yes.
So this time I'd kind of stumped up the cash for a for a nice little apartment. Still Airbnb. Still just as for me, but it was just nice.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference. You know, because you can just have...
Because you were trying to prioritise... You were trying to prioritise comfort pre-run a bit more.
Exactly, and getting the rest in.
Yeah.
And I did. I got there. I was there sort of New York time. I was there kind of early evening.
Right.
And I thought, oh, my place is nice. But then I immediately went out to dinner.
Nice.
With our friend from Acast and Highbury Fields Parkrun, Lizzie.
Oh, fantastic.
We went. She'd found a vegetarian restaurant.
Lovely.
And when I went there...
Very nice.
You probably saw the picture because I was crossing the road to go there. You see the Empire State Building at the end of the road, and it was on like the corner of Bowery and Delancey. I'm like, New York, baby!
Yeah, that's New York.
It was excellent. And that was really nice.
Awesome.
And of course, she was preparing to run as well, so, you know, there was no sense that we were going to tie one on.
Yes, yeah.
And the food was good.
Wasn't really a mental, yeah.
Though I did have a couple of beers.
Right.
This could be considered a mistake. Who knows? Anyway, I went to my flat and went to bed at bedtime New York time with a strict rule to myself to sleep for as long as I could.
Right.
You know, so I woke up the next day at 7 o'clock New York time, and that's like...
That's great.
After lunch here, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, you've had a good one there.
Slept straight through.
Yeah.
And then, bit of a busy day, but I kept it, didn't walk around too much, didn't do any tourism.
Do you have to do some race admin stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I walked the High Line, which is wonderful, and also softer than sidewalks.
Right.
It was on the way to the expo, so I thought I'd do that. Set the scene, and I went to the expo, and it was quite nice actually because I just let myself not overly enjoy the expo.
Right.
So thanks for your help with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we felt that. I mean, really, in a, for better or worse, those things are geared up to people who haven't been to them before.
Yes, they can be. They can sap your energy a bit, can't they? Certainly.
Yeah, and they kind of build your excitement in a way which is great for some people, but.
Yeah.
I was, like I said, I was really trying to kind of chill, so.
Yeah.
And that was, it was just mad. I mean, it's huge, so many people. They were, there was cheers going up, cheers.
Right.
Every few minutes, a huge cheer, hey! And I got into this queue, it was like going through security at the airport to buy a nice t-shirt.
Right.
And it was the people at the counter going, every couple of minutes.
Right.
And I got to the counter, I said to them, why do they cheer? I said, they cheer everyone who's doing a first time marathon.
Oh, wow, okay.
She was really nice, by the way.
That's
well,
incredible.
Everyone, Americans, you're one-on-one American.
Yeah, they're great.
Just so...
They're really good at it,
so nice.
Yeah.
It's like everyone I met was my best friend immediately.
Yeah, they're great.
And that went right through the weekend. And anyway, she said, first time marathoners. I said, I've done it before. And that's it. And then immediately, you know, so shows what a good shorthand we had. Because it was like, so it's meaningless. She's like, yes, meaningless.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
And then left there and there were some people cheering just near the door. And they were just cheering and cheering, cheering and cheering, cheering.
That's great.
And I, well, it's kind of great. We're going to have to allow for a little churlishness on my part. Because I just started thinking, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
This is on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, yeah. We haven't started yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bit intense. And then... There's all these people outside with like the rickshaw cabs, waiting to cycle people away, playing "Welcome to New York" and "New York" and start spreading. Like, all right. So, headed up to 8th Avenue to try and find the health food shop I remembered from last time.
Yeah,
8th Avenue was rough. So I realised I thought my love in New York is slightly fading now. This Saturday afternoon is a bit rough.
Yeah.
I found the expo a bit intense. 8th Avenue seems to, I mean, it's not rough all the way up, but it seemed a bit more, you know, there's a few closed down places.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's suffered post-pandemic, hasn't it?
Exactly. And
there
are quite a lot of homeless people around. Shop was gone. Spotted a supermarket on the other side of the road. I thought, oh, that'll do. Nipped across the road to go there. Guess what I did then?
What?
Fell over.
Oh, God.
Dramatically.
Oh, God.
I wiped out in the middle of 8th Avenue.
Oh dear.
Yeah, proper dive.
Right.
And I didn't hurt myself too much today. And I just thought immediately, well, better today than tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
And I cut my hand.
Right.
And I think I've...
It's a bit of a sign, sort of. Or
yeah,
something.
It wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
It's karmically... Yeah.
Maranoic.
Yeah, rattled.
Spiraling, yeah.
Of course, nice people helped me. I think I did.
Did they cheer? Did they cheer at that point?
Yeah. Yeah. Tambourines.
Yeah.
And then...
First time faller?
And I went to Central Park to drop off my bag.
Yeah.
Central Park was excellent. So beautiful, and it's the first time I'd ever had a proper look at it.
Right.
Because the only other time I've been there was at the end of the marathon last time.
Right.
When A, you're in a big long funnel, B, I wasn't really, didn't really have time for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Emotionally.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, so we really enjoyed it. Sorry. Thank you. And there's so many people there. Just doing the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Buskers and
yeah,
just
such
people,
great.
People,
yeah.
Really good. So that was, and then I went to the Team Fox lunch.
Right.
Woo! Woo! Which again was wonderful. Michael J. Fox wasn't there this time, but I've been reading his latest memoir, and you know, I don't know exactly how he's doing right now, but of course, life gets tougher and tougher.
Yeah.
For him, it's not just
yeah.
Parkinson's. You know, he had to have an operation on his spine. He fell. He learned to walk again. Then he fell and broke his arm really badly.
Oh, God.
And all this with
yeah.
30 years of Parkinson's, you know. So he wasn't there, but I was reading the book. But met some lovely people, including the people who'd sorted the trip out.
Yeah.
They were so nice.
Yeah.
And had a meal. And then... I went back, took it easy. Went back to my cool little flat.
Chilled out.
Cooked myself a
proper chilling
square meal in my little kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, pasta and sauce and vegan cheese and a nice salad. No booze.
Yeah.
Watched a couple of episodes of The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix.
Right.
And then went to sleep.
Nice. Perfect.
Oh, and I found out. When did I find out? Found out preposterously late on. That it was clocks went back in New York on
yes that, so. yes they did yeah.
So that got me
good
an
to
extra
find that out yeah
hour
yeah.
in bed
right
and I was staying right by the Staten Island Ferry. In fact, I could hear it through the night going
right
and I got on it, this intense, got on it at 5:30 in the morning. Lots of marathon volunteers at the terminal cheering, yay! All right, hasn't started yet.
Constantly cheering.
I don't think you've considered how British I am. And then
we don't do that.
But yeah, the dawn just began. The first fingers of dawn.
Right.
Spreading from the east across Manhattan as we sailed past the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
That was really something.
Beautiful, yeah.
Really.
I mean, there's a sense special. Of. There's always a sense of drama. Just being in New York.
Isn't it's an amazing place. Yeah.
Just going to New York.
I think
just
that so might be why New York itself is so kind of bluff.
Yeah.
You were saying, it spiritually, in a way that I absolutely love, it's a bit like Belgium or Glasgow. It's like, well, this is what we do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, and you get there, I'm like, no, I think it's a bit more magical than
no, it's an incredible city, yeah.
And, yeah, I loved it. And at the other end, they were ferrying us in school buses. From
right.
the Staten Island Ferry to the start.
Nice.
Loads and loads of yellow school buses, which is great.
Perfect.
And they're sort of sinister as well. It's like the beginning of The Dark Knight.
Right.
And also, people, this is, in terms of interacting with people, people are lovely.
Yeah.
People you don't interact with, people were really jockeying.
Right.
A couple of guys really pushed in to get on the bus in front of me. I'm like, calm down.
Calm
this is strange.
Wonderful. The film hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
So a bit freaky out, the kind of slight argy-bargy.
Yeah, and a little bit
pre-race.
Kind of unnecessary.
Unfriendly.
A little bit unfriendly, which
yeah.
took me by surprise.
Right.
But overall, there's these two quests I need to sort of, you know, to lay out my idea of what going to New York was for. One was not to do too much tourism or tie myself out. Just
yes.
to take
yeah.
it much more easy
yeah.
over the weekend.
Right.
Because I knew I was only there for a couple of days, you know.
Yeah.
And two was to do the marathon better than last
time. Yeah.
So in the first one of those, I really succeeded. I did a lot less stuff. It was
yeah.
really sociable.
Right.
Which is fantastic. It really helped me chill out, you know, even though it involved travelling around. You're a touring comedian. I hate being on my own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's rubbish. So I mentioned that because, you know, plot spoiler, it wasn't an easy marathon by any means.
Did you feel any sort of marathon fatigue lining up, you know, these marathons.
No.
We're a few weeks apart, no. Just mentally, psychologically.
I think that I was worried about it because I feel like I'm still recovering from York.
Yeah.
But not in any physical way.
Right.
Just more, I haven't got my motivation back yet.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like every time you have a win, it leaves you thinking, not needing it.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
Not hungry for it, you know.
We return to the eternal question of the why.
Exactly,
so necessary.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was kind of faking up the why.
Yeah.
This is really selfish now, and I really have a conceptual relationship with the whole thing. But I was kind of really thinking about people with Parkinson's and Michael J. Fox. But
yeah.
He's not my why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't
anyway,
fake it, yeah.
You can't fake it. And, yeah. And I knew that even though I felt good in my legs and everything, that I haven't been training hard for it. I've probably put on weight
right.
since York.
Yes. You've taken your foot off a little bit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. As you would do. Yeah.
But all of this, you know, there are all kind of reasons, but I don't think you can bend any of them down. And moving further on, talking to other runners and stuff, I think anyone, if you were to ask someone who ran the New York Marathon other than me today, how was it? They'd say it was really tough.
Yeah.
You say, why?
It was humid.
You say, it was hot.
Yes, yeah.
That shouldn't have been a problem for me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't have any yeah. problem with the Race of Stones.
Yeah.
And everyone, and lots of other people did, you know.
But wasn't it humid as well?
It was a...
Oh, is that
it
me
wasn't the dry
reading too much? Right.
But anyway, we're yeah. not there yet because...
We're not there yet. We haven't even started yet.
Well, and it's key because this is the moment I thought that. I got to the start and I got to start at about... Well, I think I got to start at 6:30.
Right.
I was running at 10:20.
That's right. Just way too long to be waiting.
That's right. And it's...
It's crazy. So I hate that.
I was happy with it, but it just cost me so much. It just took
energy. Yeah, it's bound
energy,
to.
You know, so
I'd
there's
be
nowhere really
that.
To sit.
Yeah.
You find a nice spot. I was leaning against the fence. But, you know, it's like being in prison, really.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't want to play with my phone because I didn't want to burn the battery.
Yeah.
So, and of course, any other time of the day or night, I'd be, at most basic, I'd be doing a Sudoku, but more likely chatting to someone on Facebook or Twitter.
I would really struggle with that.
I really
just psychologically being penned in like that. It just, it makes me really stressed. I'd find it very quite energy sapping. I mean,
and there's loads of nice things there. They're giving you food
right.
and coffee.
Right.
Although, you know, I had a couple of bagels. Maybe it was a mistake, and a couple of protein bars, which was my plan for breakfast.
Right.
But somehow I should have orchestrated my classic jam jar of vegan muesli, but I didn't. But anyway, and people were nice.
Yeah.
I was kind of enjoying them. I spoke to a couple of people. I think maybe just one guy, like really late on, but basically didn't make any friends.
Right.
Just huddled against this
yeah.
fence, getting an incredibly sore bum.
Right.
Reading Michael J. Fox's book.
Right.
Which is, you know, and I was just yeah. using it to fill the time, but
yeah.
just imagine some kind of karmic a sand timer.
Sort of thermometer.
Yeah,
sort
and
of,
my
yeah.
good energy was just sliding
yes.
out,
yeah,
just
yeah.
going. And it was, yeah. you know, extra hour in bed and stuff. But my runoff time was at 3:20
why
in the afternoon.
Why did they get you
time.
There that early?
Well, because they closed the bridge.
Right.
And because people start in waves.
Right.
I think that... It's partly my fault. I think when I booked my ferry,
right.
there were only a couple of slots left.
Okay.
And also I didn't know what time was starting. So you can right. arrive there closer
a bit
to your
later.
Wave.
Yeah.
But then my school buses, that was the beginning of school buses, apparently later on, they got quite intense. The
right.
system of school buses to the start, people were coming along and then people coming, getting in front of them, getting on.
Yeah, yeah.
My friends I met before and after through Team Fox, they missed their wave.
Oh, dear.
Because they couldn't get a bus. And then they were in the next wave.
That'll do my head in again, yeah.
You know, so it's there's different problems to be had
yes,
from not
yeah.
going there and waiting to start.
Yeah.
Lots of lovely people hanging out, lots of people to watch. The amount of people... doing the pre-marathon running is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's obviously valid. There'll be people listening who do that, you know.
What, you mean running pre-marathon?
Yeah.
What, warming up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're a really keen athlete and you're going for...
If
you're going to do it in 2 hours and 40 minutes...
But even so, you wouldn't do anything longer than half a mile and some stretches.
The number of people just running up and down in very kind of stylized ways with knees up or going sideways, just kind of hopping along.
Yeah.
Again, I'm thinking, is this because you're waiting around?
Yeah.
You
just conserve energy, mate.
But then, you know, my legs and bum hurt like...
Yeah.
Really, well, I haven't got any bum.
But jibbity.
So my coccyx was going, yowza!
Yeah.
Should have brought a cushion.
Mm.
You left your cushion in the Bronx.
Your caboose is taking a kicking.
Your caboose don't got no cushions.
Yeah.
What's going on back there? That was actually a guy. I came up and said that to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You haven't started yet.
No.
I've been waiting for 4 hours.
And I'm actually going to flash back to 8th Avenue now. Because it's very much a place of sights and smells.
Yeah.
New York. And maybe it's because it was weirdly unseasonably warm this weekend. But it's a bit stinky, you know?
Right.
A number of times I smelled got caught in a cloud of statement marijuana smoke.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like, whoa, he's up, Jesus. And then in Central Park, it's between the zoo and the horses.
Yes.
It smells of manure in there.
Quite funky. Yeah.
It's, yeah, exactly. Not in the funky way that I was going to enjoy. I mention that because getting the corrals, I don't remember the word corrals these days.
Right.
It always makes me think of my dad singing Gunfire OK Corral.
Yeah.
Which is great. Boot hill, so cold, so still. And then it goes, okay, corral. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, took off the jumper my lovely wife gave to me, left it at the start. Left my Michael J. Fox book at the start. I'll have to pick up another copy to read the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason I mentioned that, right in front of me at the start line, someone had a stinky toke on a bifter.
Wow.
What's that all about?
What, who's running?
Just on the start line, a runner.
Wow.
The runner in front of me in the pen.
Wow.
And suddenly like, whoa, I smell a strong smell. And then he stubbed it out. Just one cheeky puff.
That's crazy.
What's he thinking?
What kind of character does this?
Crazy talk.
Yeah, he's going completely the opposite direction to what you're about to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Madness.
Absolutely.
And
madness.
He won! He won it!
He won the whole thing! The race. He did it.
Yeah, yeah.
1 hour and 50 minutes.
Incredible.
Quite, you know...
Incredible.
Stocky New York guy.
Yeah.
Anyway... We set off. That was lovely. Oh, they sang, oh, say, can you see? Then we set off.
Cool, I like that.
And it was very nice. You go over the big suspension bridge. It's taking people quite excited. There's a guy next to me who kept like waving his arms around. And, oh, yeah, clapping his hands.
Come on.
Talking to him. I was like,
yeah.
You got a long way to go. Right?
Hey, no ass. Come on, fella.
Hey.
You and no caboose. Come
what
on.
You need is a butt.
Yeah. You left your butt at home, fella.
Is that what they do in the UK?
Yeah.
Go butt free. Your caboose is not in the box. I am. And then brilliantly, lovelily, because I didn't have Rob written on my top or anything. Right at the beginning, gentleman pulls up next to me, Canadian, says, "Hello, Rob Deering. Love the podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
Give my love to Paul.
That's nice.
Have a great run today."
What a nice thing to happen.
Oh, it's great.
What a nice thing to happen.
So, and
global.
Global.
Global, mate.
We're doing it here.
We're doing it here, but this is global.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're speaking to the world.
Round Clissold Park, round the world.
Bonjour.
You're nice.
Ça va?
All right.
Et tu, mon cher?
Yeah, oui.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
Ya, havadi, tisteria.
Yeah, por favor.
Men, you're boring, yeah.
Wie heißt du, meinen Lieber?
Straßenbahnhof!
Erschwundigang, geschwinden!
So we're going to transfer to the New York force. Yeah. We appear to be armed.
Yeah.
A couple of globalist runners currently travelling around to support of it.
So that was a nice moment.
Really nice. And again, once I started running, I didn't feel wiped out by the early start or anything.
Right.
I felt good. I felt very measured, and that's actually the abiding thing.
Right.
Is that everything that happened to me, including the stuff that was beyond my control,
right,
like falling over and running the marathon quite bad. No, bad, I'm not going to say badly. And
right.
having a really tough marathon.
Yeah.
Is I was observing them calmly.
Right.
I was sanguine.
Right.
You know, that, realizing that the start was the problem last time, and that it was going to be a problem again this time, and that was going to be a long 4 hours, I accepted it.
But you had no real goal time at the start, did you?
Well, no,
or did
but...
you?
Yeah, I think, again, I don't think... I totally had the plan that we said, which was
right.
to try and make my marathon pace
yeah.
without the pressure to match York.
Yes.
And I set off and I felt it. I thought, this feels good. This is a good
right.
pace.
Solid, yeah.
And I thought, I'll look at the timers as you come off the bridge, come down into... Brooklyn for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah! And I thought there might be clocks every mile, like in London.
Right.
But the only clocks on the course were at the 5K markers.
Okay.
And that was in the...
Leaves you a little bit of, quite a bit of time to fall into, isn't it, between 5Ks?
And it was absolutely great.
Yeah.
Because I got to 5K, and I'd run the first 5K in what... 26.
Right.
So that means I'm running just a little over 8 minute miles.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been trying to.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was
yeah.
just like, that's what I want. I'm basically running
yeah.
York mildly gentle, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I don't get the time again for another 3 and a bit miles.
Yeah.
But I was thinking to myself, and also the timing clock is based on an earlier wave.
Right.
So I just had to think, what's that going to be? Well, do a little bit of maths.
Right.
What's going to be on the clock? And I'm telling you, it was great. I was,
yeah.
Basically, I was running 26-minute 5Ks.
Right.
So I got to the next one. Sure enough, 26 minutes.
Nice.
And the next one, sure enough, you know, and it felt
yeah.
good. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was carrying water in both hands.
Right.
Because you can't wear a backpack.
Okay.
And I started drinking it.
Sipping.
And it's a long, long run into up through Brooklyn to Queens.
Yeah.
It's a long, straight bit. I was ready for that. It was great. And very nice. Noticing some things about the run.
Yeah.
They've set the oldest, most experienced run walkers off really early on.
Right.
With signs on the back that yeah. always say... this is my 21st finish or my
right.
39th finish or my 50th
nice.
Finish.
Yeah. Okay.
It is nice. It's a bit manipulative and a bit off. Like the first half dozen times, you're like, oh, wow, you're a great person.
Right.
I really respect you as an individual. Your power, wow. And then as you go on, you're just passing these people for the whole
yeah.
marathon.
yeah.
So after a while...
becomes a bit diminished.
You're like, that doesn't mean as much
yeah,
to
yeah.
me now. And also, what about me?
Yeah.
Why did you set all these people off so I have to overtake them?
Yes, yeah.
And that, again, that sounds really childish, but you know what I mean? I celebrate each one of those individuals.
Yeah, of course.
It's that process.
You celebrate them while asking them to get out of your way.
Kicking them.
Yeah.
Boof, good one.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't like that. I hope you understand the full... I'm really paranoid now.
Someone's
going to get in touch and say, aren't you... Can't use that. So
this your 26th time, don't you know the way?
Push. I thought it was undermining to them.
Yes.
To make them all the same in that way. Like
yeah,
an
that's
army
right.
of of yes. impressive individuals. Anyway, I saw the Team Fox cheering people
right.
at 7 miles.
Yeah.
And they were way over on the other side of the road, and I'd met them the night before. And I spotted them and caught their eye and had to, I went, yeah! And they went, yay!
Nice, yeah.
It was really good. And yeah. It made me cry a little bit. And then carried on up into the heart of Brooklyn, which I remember from the time before, it's intense.
Yeah.
And wow, I mean the crowds and everything, just madness, just blah! And there's no fences.
Yeah.
And it's good because you can do it. It's not like London, there's people will let the runners through.
Yeah.
And not kind of, I don't know, be mean or trip them up or anything. But on the other hand, they do crowd in quite a lot.
Yeah.
And you get to these kind of choke points.
Right.
And everyone's cheering and you're all tangled up with all the other runners and it's a bit tight. It's like the Tour de France, you
right.
know, okay. you see it on TV. And it's exhausting.
Yeah. So it's intense, mentally intense. Yeah, you can't get into your rhythm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I remembered it from the time before. I was ready for it, listening to music. I was very aware of hills, that it is quite a bumpy. There's no hills as such.
Right.
But there's plenty of inclines. And they tend to go on for ages.
Yeah.
So, about 9 miles, I thought, I feel tired.
I'm pretty tired now.
I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm just comparing in my head how it felt to do York and how I think I started to dig in. You know, there's a sliding, if you're doing it right, hopefully, there's like a sliding bit where you're feeling it, but you can maintain what you're
yes.
doing.
Yes, yeah.
And that for me...
Which is normally about 14, 15 sort of...
Yeah, and in York, even later maybe, I think right. specifically, I was identifying it from the kind of second turn back.
Yeah.
So sort of 17 to 20.
Right, yeah.
That's when I was hanging on, not hanging on even, but just...
Tied but able to maintain.
Extra work yeah. to maintain what I'd already been doing.
Right.
And I thought, I don't...
I mean, now...
I don't remember feeling like that before halfway.
Yeah.
In York. So it was a concern.
Yeah.
But on I ran. And also aware, again, I thought, it's a shame, but the crowded bits are tiring. It's nice to get to a less crowded bit.
Yeah.
And then you get to the bridges. The first two big bridges. No, well, you've been over a big one at the beginning, yeah. but they're quite
tough, aren't they?
And they're very much, you've been warned.
Yeah.
So the first one's quite a serious hill. It started yeah. to rain.
Right.
Which was not predicted.
Yeah.
Only a few drops. Still very hot. Oh, and I was uncomfortable in my top. I was kind of like itching and pain across my chest and shoulders. It's a bit strange.
Right.
But it was fine. I was ignoring it.
But still a bit early to have irritations.
Just to have concerns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that was really early. The discomfort across my upper chest was about like 4 miles in. I'm like,
right,
what's going on there?
Yeah,
but I think part of it was sweating. There was loads and loads of guys running with their tops off. Ugh. Which I was very, I was like, all right, mate, ease ugh. Up.
But is that really necessary?
I mean, yeah, it's a public event. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. But
with their numbers on the shorts, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And not like they discarded their tops, like they'd left their houses that morning.
Yes, without their tops.
I'm doing yeah. it in pants, and that's me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't like that. And
should
yeah,
be
so you go over two bridges.
I
don't know what the first one's called, but it's not iconic.
Right.
And it is kind of steep and concrete. And you're running up there thinking, woo. And I thought, yeah, hanging in there, this is fine. And then you go up Queensborough Bridge, which is the one with two decks. It's always in an establishing shot of New York.
Right.
And you get the helicopter camera peels off to the left, and there's the Empire State Building, you know.
Right.
And that's supposed to be tough, and it's a gentle incline that goes on forever and ever, and there's no crowds. But I didn't mind it at all. I felt very on top of
right.
the situation. The not ideal situation.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, well, what do I do? Should I walk the hills like in an ultra? And I walked about three steps and I thought, no, don't like it. Feels wrong. Feels like my legs are stiffing up. So I carried on running. So I had to keep it not fast or anything. Dropped down onto First Avenue, which, as you remember, it's a problem point. It's 15, 16 miles. And everyone's like, they cheer so much. It's fantastic. And as it's been established, cheering just not necessarily feeling like was giving me energy. And
yeah,
lovely people, great stuff.
It's sort of dependent on your own state of mind, sort
yeah, that's
of,
right.
isn't it? Yeah.
And
so what was it at that point, 15, 16 miles? How are you feeling?
I mean, well, I felt good. I felt like it was tough.
Yeah.
I felt like I could keep doing what I was doing.
Right.
And I knew that coming up those bridges, I'd lost a bit of time. I suppose I looked at the...
The
5K thing, about the 20K. Maybe it was 25. I think it was 25K. 20K I got to doing 26, 26, 26.
Yeah.
25K... It was. I'd taken 30 minutes.
Right, okay.
And that was coming up over the steep bridges. And I thought, I've gone down 5 minutes there, which is good. That means I didn't sprint through the Queensborough Bridge.
Yeah.
I'm taking my foot off.
You're slowing, but not too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It felt great. Not great. Felt wise.
Yeah.
Felt like I knew what was going on. And very massive cheers echoing in the canyon of First Avenue. You turn onto First Avenue, and you can see it going ahead of you for an hour. And it is like 4 miles straight.
Right.
And uphill, downhill, so you can kind of see a bunch of people. And then in the distance, thousands of people.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's quite
tough.
Quite tough, but yeah. Again, I thought I was ready for it. And I took it on board. Also,
I've been here
listened
before.
To my music.
Yeah.
When I got in the biggest crowds, my Bluetooth to my headphones stopped working.
Right.
I didn't fiddle with it. I just let music play on. Played it in the gap to my head. So instead of going, you know, whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. It was like Norman Collaring it, going,
right.
Whoa, whoa.
Right, okay.
Never. Miracles.
Yeah.
And it's really not ideal.
Yeah, just nibbling away at
but
your
I
subconscious.
Just thought, this is, that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's happening.
Okay.
That's fine.
It's not going to be the whole rest of the run. Sooner or later, that's going to re-engage.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. Carried on along there. Finished my second water bottle. Reusable water bottle. But I cast it aside. Sorry.
Yeah.
Had another. I was carrying Starburst. I failed to unwrap the first one.
Right.
But the other ones, I was eking at having one every kind of 20 minutes.
Right.
Really feeling. It really worked. It was delicious. Yeah. And gave me like a sugary energy boost. And got to, towards the, as I got to the 30K timing clock. So what are we talking about? About the 19, not quite 20 miles? Around 20 miles.
Yes.
Anyway, and again, I'd held. So my next 5K had been another 30 minutes.
Right.
I thought, that's great. This is what you want to be doing.
I'm
not trying to go faster than that.
Yeah.
This is where we're at.
Yeah.
And, but then, possibly the most negative thought on the whole run went through my head, which was, wait a minute, two more 5Ks at 30 minutes. Another hour of this.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was really, that was quite worrying.
It's a long time to think of, isn't it?
Because at the back of your mind, you're thinking, there's a nearly there factor, and I just wasn't nearly there, you know.
No.
And I could see people around me suffering.
That's the irony, isn't it? The slower you get, the further the finish is away.
Yeah.
I had that profoundly during Race of the Stones on the first
huge.
Day.
It's absolutely huge.
It's like, this is taking forever. And I'm
it's the counterpoint of Hoover and Hold.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really used that to get to the finish in Brighton.
Yeah.
We were getting to 24 and thinking, I'm going to run to the finish.
Yeah.
Because this is agony and I need to get there so I can finish this, you know. I was going to say, so I can end it. But no, not like that. But here another theme develops. There's loads of signs, lots of signs along the route, all kinds of things. Lots of signs about people being gorgeous.
Yeah.
You're hot when you sweat.
Right.
Okay. Runners are sexy.
Right.
They say you're a 10, but you're a 26.2.
Right.
Morning magpie. It's kind of fun. It's also kind
of
ridiculous. Because
sort of annoying.
The grimmer we feel.
Yeah.
The more
lies they tell us.
The more it's just looking barefaced.
Yeah.
But the other, I mentioned that, but there's loads of stuff about pooing.
Right.
It's like, you know, things like poop your pants if you want.
Right, okay.
And did you fart?
Yeah.
Just loads of stuff.
Yeah.
I suddenly realised as I was going along that there was like a cultural expectation.
Yeah.
That people were going to lose control of their
bowels. You're beautiful when you void your bowels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I saw that sign.
It's so horny when you squat.
Let it go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought, what is this? I'm not familiar with this as a trope.
Oh, weird.
The idea that marathon runners are going to get
this
into trouble.
This is an expectation.
and it really was. It was really sort of written into the thing.
Right.
And this woman, British woman, lovely woman in a Union Jack. I might be getting my timings wrong because I don't think I'd started walking here, but maybe I stopped and had a sweet or something. Anyway, she said, I'll walk with you, I'm all right. And I said, oh, you're okay, you don't have to. And she walked with me for a minute and she said, I've taken Imodium, but I've still got diarrhea. I was like, that's really bad news. Yeah. Anyway, I think she realised.
You were some kind of horror film.
She had more speed than me, and I, you know, we made friends. She realised that I was all right.
Yeah.
I was going to be all right with that, and she ran on. But again, here's the theme, right? What? She's got diarrhoea too.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to the last couple of bridges, which they tick off as bridges. You get to 20 miles. Just after that, oh my God, it's another hour. And I thought, this time, I am going to walk the hill.
Yeah.
And I walked up the bridge, went past a couple more people on the ground surrounded by, you know, paramedics.
Yes, yeah.
Climbed that was the penultimate bridge. And then as I got to the top, I was really trying to channel my racer stone, start running again. And also, and this was more successful, just remembering how angry and miserable I was on the same spot last time.
Yeah.
And thinking, oh, I'm okay, I'm having a good time. I just haven't got the power to do this run.
I've soiled myself, but so has everyone else. And that's attractive.
It's what you do, man.
Come on.
No, you haven't even got any cushions in the way.
Poop to scope.
Just let it out. So, 20 to 22.
Yeah.
It's kind of running most of the time. But thinking, oh, I feel...
But the walking's cracked in a bit.
This is really hard.
Yeah.
And also started to feel... I don't think I felt really sick at this time, but just a general gut malaise.
Right.
More like a sort of might have trouble in the way we've described.
Yes,
Or a bit queasy.
Yeah.
And so I actually, when I got to the toilet, I went, but it wasn't very helpful.
Right.
I was like, oh, there's nothing, there's no problem.
Nothing's happening. Yeah.
I thought I might resolve the whole issue, but it wasn't like that. And then the second, after the cheering with the Team Fox people I met the day before, the second absolute high point was between 21 and 22 miles in the Bronx, quite posh area.
Yeah.
A lovely brownstone. And then people, lots of people had set up their own little support street parties outside, you know?
Nice, yeah.
And there's this family with a little table out. And I honestly didn't know whether they were giving stuff away or it was just for them and their friends. But I spotted what looked like orange juice.
Right.
And I went over. I was going to say, can I have some orange juice? Got closer. It was like a... pumpkin spice latte mix.
All right.
Don't give me that.
Yeah.
Because that will come straight back out.
Yeah.
So I just came away, but then these two young women, I think they were grown-ups, but they really felt like they were the same age as our kids, you know.
Yeah.
Wanted back by. And they said, what do you need? What were you going to ask for? I was like, I thought it was orange juice. Okay. I said, we have orange juice. Dad.
Oh, God.
Give us and the guy reached under the table. They gave me a cup of ice cold orange juice.
Right.
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
It came down on a beam of light from the sky. I said to, and they were so lovely about it as well, you know.
Nice.
They didn't, they weren't even, because I was okay, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they didn't even go the other way. I'm hard to be nice to in that situation. If you're too supportive.
Yes, yeah.
I'm going to go sod off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were like, there you go, you got what you need. Go for it, you got this. And I said, I don't know how long this is going to take me, but this is going to get me there. Thank you. And they said, do you want more? And I thought, no, it's acidic too much. It's going to be a problem. But I had like half a cup, ice cold orange juice, and it's like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Nice.
And then, and also went to Blue around the same time. And both those things, it's like, this is it now.
Yeah.
I've taken action. I've taken natural sugars and vitamin
C. Yeah.
I've attempted to avoid the bowel. No, Paul.
Yeah.
It hadn't worked.
Right, okay.
It's not getting any easier.
Right.
I'm not angry, you know. I got to Central Park last time. I was like, where's Central Park? I'm still mainly running, stopping for the water stations, drinking all the water.
Yeah.
Could see Central Park, I thought. And the miles, like you said, the miles are so far apart now.
Yeah.
Because I'm run walking, you know.
And you're not thinking about time by this stage. You
just trying to get to the next one.
Yeah.
The next one is so far away. Around this time, I clocked what my timing might be. And I was like, oh, wow, yeah, okay. So that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I got to coming down Central Park East past the hospital there. The crowd's just, incredibly supportive, really intense. Good music as well. Working.
Yeah.
When I got to 24 miles, I thought, this is it then, I can run from here. This is a good song. I was the Charlatans one to another.
Right.
I thought, just run slow, run to the end. I couldn't help but notice, I'm no good at running really slow.
Right.
I was running what felt like really slow, but I'm still overtaking people.
Yeah.
So what are you doing that for? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
There's people there, then yes, the times they're aiming for were slower than mine, but they'll run all the way. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I couldn't find that gear. I'd run thinking, oh, yeah, nice starting to overtake you. Don't know why you're bothering with that.
Yeah.
And then after, you know, that was just before I got to 24. I got to 24, I thought, oh, still so far. And we turn into the
Isn't
park.
Isn't it funny how 2 miles can just feel
like endless? Just a minute, it's just stupid. Yeah. And I was trying to invoke, you know, when I got to 88K in the Race of the Stones, I had it.
Yeah.
So, well, I can get there from here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's.
Yes.
How was that? 6-7 miles?
Yes, absolutely.
Jesus,
yeah.
Anyway.
12K.
And here's me at 24 going, oh, please. Ran into the park. And there's big crowds. Everyone's cheering. I'm trying to run. And just. It just took me the rest of my natural life to get to 25. And about 24, half three quarters, I was like, I can't run anymore. So I'm walking. And this is where most of the official photographers are.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
I got an email this morning full of photos of me walking with a really angry look on my face. So I'm going to put those up all around my house.
Yeah, yeah. Inspiration.
I wasn't that angry. It was just hard.
Just tired out.
And I knew it's just going to take me forever walking.
Knackered, yeah.
But I just haven't got it. There's nothing to be done. And the crowds... The individuals.
You can do it. You can do
not
it.
Not too much of that, you know.
Right.
To be fair, I think there was like two guys who were like, come on, go. And everyone else says, you got this. You're nearly there.
Yeah.
You know, they're really, they're very.
They get it. They get
they
the
got it. And you were always at, come around the bottom of Central Park there. Smell of manure. Oh, and then I thought, this is it. I saw like the 800-yard sign. So I still can't run.
Yeah.
That's how tired I am.
Yeah, that's tired.
I'm just walking and I thought,
that's it.
I can't really stop. Apart from anything else, people are going to kind of come and help. But I thought, if I stop here, I might have a little lean on the barrier. But I think I'm going to puke.
Right.
I don't know whether that's more or less likely to happen if I stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to the very last corner.
So your stomach's a right mess, basically.
It was in the right set, but kind of hard to pin down because I still felt like me.
Okay.
I felt sensible and I felt strong. Just felt spent. You know, every signal was saying, time to stop.
Yeah.
So I know, can't.
Yeah.
Went around the corner. There's a band playing on the corner. Got to a bit of the park where there weren't any crowds. And apologies to the wonderful crowds. Such a relief. And then you come through and think, I start running soon. I'm going to run over the finish line. And there was a shower on the right.
Right.
Which, you know me, I hate those. I had to peel left to get around it. And I thought, all right, I'll be in the way if I walk. So that's what made me run. It was kind of politeness.
Right.
As I ran and segued into everyone. About 250 yards to go. And I came in over the line. 4:30, 17 seconds.
Right.
So easily my slowest ever marathon. But I wasn't angry.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't break me. Just couldn't do it.
Just couldn't do it.
And I never really felt like it was the heat. But I think the heat must have been a big contributing factor. Because that discomfort on my top, it's because I was really sweating.
Yeah.
And it was rubbing in.
The heat, no.
But also, the long wait. Because I'm pretty good at avoiding the chafe.
Yeah.
But the long wait ruined that.
Right.
At 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever, I put on a load of Vaseline in all the important corners.
Yeah.
And put plasters on my nips. Trigger warning, injury detail. I was trying to work out why it hurt so much. When I got back to my apartment later, I found out the plasters were still there.
Right.
But they just slipped so that my nips were out.
Oh, no.
And they were rubbing on my sweaty top.
Oh, dear.
Long story short, bleeding nipples.
Yeah, yeah, that's tough.
And also,
that does hurt.
I had some pretty serious chafing.
Yeah.
Very much at the centre of things.
At the tail end of things, yeah.
In an area where it's not going to bother anyone but me.
Right.
And I would never normally have that. I'd definitely blame
them. And it's painful.
Long wait sitting about.
Yeah.
I finished and it's a little, and the funnel at the end, I didn't massively enjoy.
Right.
It takes quite a long time to get to the bit with the medals.
Right.
Medal straight away on the line,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
I want a finish line photo with the medal in my hand.
Yeah.
And the whole finish funnel goes on for a mile. There's people, they've got people hosting it, saying you've done so great, just keep going, it's just a bit further. And, you know, for quite a long way, like about three people each, about a quarter of a mile apart.
What?
And then this woman said, that's it, it's just one more block. I'm like, what? It's one more block! You're this is ridiculous! But, and there were people, because there's nowhere to sit.
Yeah.
I messaged my family at this point and said, I really want to sit
down.
In the chair. Sit in some kind of seat.
Yeah.
It's been about 10 hours since I've sat in a seat.
Yeah.
And see, we're sitting on the curb at the side. But A, that's not going to get you home. B, it's not going to get me to my can of Coke in my bag check bag.
Yeah.
Just right at the end of
this. You're just going to freeze up.
In the results, they measure the time when you left the bit after the end.
Right.
And it was about half an hour later. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It makes
it's not great, is it?
Coming up the mall after the London Marathon look like a walk in the park.
Yeah.
And the fact that at Yorkshire, I mean, obviously it's 40,000 less people. You step over the line.
Yeah.
Meet a friend, get a medal, and have a pint of
beer.
That's
it. Yeah.
And your wife's there. Like, yes, please.
But London does it well, doesn't it? Let's face
they
it.
They really do. It's true.
Yeah.
New York does it efficiently. I don't know. I just think they've...
Maybe security stuff's going on.
They're kind of militaristic about the whole
thing.
Well,
there will be more security going on with what happened in Boston and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But to be fair, credit to London, because 50,000 people in New York, 40,000 in London.
Yeah.
They're doing an incredible job.
Yeah.
But credit to New York. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with it. And if I'd been feeling fitter and stronger, I would barely have noticed it.
Yeah.
And then it's a few more adventures. Everyone's heard the story now, they'll be wanting to. And also, I should begin to feel a familiar urge to not run. But I'm not there yet. But anyway, so when I got to this woman, he said, it's one more block before you get to your bag, before you get to your can of Coke. I was like, oh my God. And I saw a bench, and it was actually fenced off,
right,
only lightly, and someone was sitting on it. So I went and sat on that. And then talked to that woman. She was French.
I'm going to sit down now. Oh, let's do it.
And she said, and it was really nice talking to her, because I said, wow, I'm so desperate to sit down. She said, me too, yeah. That was tough.
What am I?
It was really, no, I'm happy to stay in the park.
Okay, cool.
We just compared notes, and we had very similar experiences. And she was saying it was really hot and it was tougher than I thought. I was tired from really early on.
Yeah.
The crowds were actually, I felt so guilty about it because they were lovely, but they were kind of stressing me out a bit in the end.
Yes, yeah.
And I just thought, oh, I'm so glad it wasn't just me, you know. And I ate half an apple from my bag. There's a finishing bag and my bag, so it's a bit confusing. And then I thought, well, that's okay. And I carried on walking. You know, got the energy from the apple and the sit down to go and pick up my bag. And I thought, because I was trying to get to the point where I could phone my family, which I'd imagine doing after I'd had a can of Coke.
Yeah.
And this is like an hour's past now, you know what I mean? Anyway, I phoned them up. But you know what happened before I picked up my bag? Walking the other way, having picked up her bag, I thought, I hope I'm not hallucinating. I don't feel that bad. You know, I said I'd been watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
It's Kimmy Schmidt.
Right.
Ellie Kemper, TV and film star, walking in the other direction.
Yeah.
I said, I was just watching you last night. And I had a chat with her. She's really nice. You know, she's American, so she's really nice. She's one of us. She's a comic.
Yeah.
And we had a chat. And again, she said, I've never done it before. It was really hard. I said, I've done loads. And that was really hard.
Yeah.
And we talked about, she said, someone had said to her, take in every sight and every smell. And I was like, no.
I'm going to have to drive around some parts up.
So many... we can keep running if you want.
No, I'm fine.
I'm fine running too. Come on, let's run a bit more. Making me feel weaker than I am.
That's right.
We were just saying about not wanting the smells. We're listing smells we hadn't enjoyed on the run. The aforementioned pokey bifters.
Yeah.
You know, some stinky topless men.
Yes,
Animal litter.
Effusion, yes.
Urine.
Yeah.
So nice to do a ticking list of nasty smells with a famous person.
Yeah.
And but just incredible that I watched the programme and that she was there. I didn't know she was running the marathon.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was madness. It was like a manifested... But the key thing, aside from the fact that she's off off the telly...
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know where we're going.
We're going back to the...
Same words.
Down there to the car, because I'm parked.
Where
up, on a meter, down, opposite the leisure centre.
Okay.
I mean, we should be fine. But just to be there, just in case someone comes and gives
I get it now. And we've just done, dear listener, we've just done a crazy little loop of a bit of Cliss Hill Park, because we were trying to communicate where we were going.
while I
through told through them sign language.
What was essentially the most exciting part through of my story. But yeah, so the nice thing aside from it being Kimmy Schmidt is that both of the people I've spoken to now had not
similar
only
experiences,
similarly
yeah.
bad experiences, but actually comparable experiences, quite things that seem quite specific, like smells being nasty and crowds being bad, were actually more universal than I thought. And of course, smells in particular does relate to the heat, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So anyway, I got out, got on the subway, spoke to my family, got on the subway,
yeah.
Had my can of Coke, started heading back.
Yeah.
And we come to one last little adventure. Got on the subway, a stop earlier. It's quite clever though, like I was sending people down there. I was like, I know there's
now
a stop
pop
here.
Over, yeah.
I'm not following your crowdy thing, you know. Anyway, it got busy. It got really busy after that because, well, the other marathon runners were getting on. And it was very, very busy. I had a Sean Bean moment in Ronin. I thought to myself, oh no.
Right.
I think we have to stop.
Right.
So I got off the subway rather than creating a subway experience for everyone that they'd remember for a long time.
Yeah.
And as a result, I did not paint
good.
The subway, but I was close for a second there.
Yeah.
No, oh no, I'm going to go.
Whoa.
So, and that brought us to the end of it all, and it was...
And how did you feel that evening sort of thing, did it? You must have been just tired, mate.
Yeah, and not disappointed. It didn't touch the sides in terms of... It just was tough. I knew I didn't feel like I could have done anything differently. You know?
Right.
And I'm surprised I'm not more disappointed in a way. I think the key thing was really early on realising it wasn't just me. And I've still yet to speak to someone directly who didn't have a surprisingly tough time.
Yes.
And it was quite sociable. I went back to the place, went in the bathroom, you know, had a shower. I felt better. Oh, and I'm covered in injuries.
Right.
I've got all kinds of injuries from my falling over.
Right.
I mean, sorry, not like running injuries, like...
Just little scratches.
Scratches.
Yeah.
It's the most mystery injuries I've got on my body since I did that drinking competition in Moscow. And, you know, because I've got chafes. Look, wait a minute, I'll show you one. I've got things like, can you see?
Yes.
I've got things like that all up and down my body from the seams inside my top. And I've got all across above my nipples. It's like just dotted with blood where it rubbed.
Wow.
And, and I've got this. That's where I fell over in
marked.
The street.
You've been marked.
But once I had a shower and I went out and I just went on this social thing. I met a guy I knew years ago who I haven't seen for ages. And he just happened to be in New York. So we went to a pub right in the finish line. So they were really cheering runners. And
bless him,
he listened to my running story. But it was nothing to do with it. So we caught up, talked about wives and families.
That sounds great.
And then I went to the Team Fox post-drinks, walked in there and everyone cheered. And I was feeling well enough that I actually enjoyed it.
Good.
Met all my friends in the day before. They had a really tough time. They were the ones who missed the wave.
Their
friend, brand new, is about 30. He said, I was feeling fit. I was feeling great. It was 25 minutes slower than my last marathon. Yeah. I thought, I like you. So.
Every now and again, you just get one that's just tough for everyone, isn't
everyone.
It?
Everyone.
Sort of? Yeah.
And finally, aforementioned Lizzie from Acast and Hobie Fields. I met with her and her partner. They were drinking in the very cool bar right near where I was staying.
Yeah.
And I think she was pleased. It was in reverse because I then went back and reported. She said, I don't know why it was so tough. It just took longer than I thought it was going to take. And I was like, that was everyone. And she said, well, I ran all the way. I'm like, you won. This is really good. And then I went back to... I was drinking beer throughout that, which could have been a mistake, but not too much. But I went back to this flat and I got the worst case of hiccups I've ever had in my life. I hiccuped for hours and hours and hours and hours.
That's a funny little postscript, isn't it?
Yeah.
To a marathon.
And then, of course, loads of people sponsor me. That's the other thing. It's like, well, this is a waste of time, isn't it? Coming up to New York and then running a marathon and sort of breaking yourself on it. I've had a wonderful adventure. Loads of people sponsored me. I've done 20 marathons.
Yeah. And then you got one in a few weeks.
I don't know if I can do it. I don't got no caboose.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.